JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello, and thanks for joining us for another journey Roundabout JA. Today, we look at efforts to rehabilitate near 300 community catchment tanks. And in glimpses of Jamaica, we look at the zinc gutter.
The Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing Road Safety Tour, Walk, Ride and Drive for Life, continues. This Saturday, the tour makes its way to Beckford Plaza, South Lamar at 11 a.m. Then on to Hilo Value Mastery Grill at 1:30 p.m. Then to Sam Shop Square, Montego Bay at 5 p.m. Come be entertained by our road safety ambassadors, G-Wiz, Voicemail and The Apostle. Hear from the Island Traffic Authority and the police and get a chance to win baskets from National Baking Company and Wata. That's the MTWH Road Safety Tour, South Lamar, Negril, Montego Bay. See you this Saturday.
The government is now in the process of rehabilitating catchment tanks in 282 communities across the island. The tanks, which collect rainwater, serve a critical need in communities with no connection to the central water system. Minister of Water, Land, Environment and Climate Change Robert Pickersgill says 37 tanks have already been repaired and that the government is moving swiftly to repair and rehabilitate the others. The preliminary estimate for the works is approximately $250 million.
Harvesting rainwater gives us total control over our water supply. It is ideal for areas with severe water shortages and restrictions. It promotes self-sufficiency and helps to conserve water, and it uses simple technologies that are inexpensive and easy to maintain.
Minister Pickersgill was addressing the official handing over of the Pleasant Valley Water Catchment Facility in Clarendon. Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first long-term national development plan. One of the objectives of Vision 2030 is for the island to develop an internationally competitive construction industry that supports economic development through the use of the best construction technologies and practices. On the community notice board, the National Environment and Planning Agency, NEPA, and its partners are inviting citizens to its public lecture in commemoration of World Town Planning Day at the Overtime Club NHD Car Park on Friday, November 8 from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This year, World Town Planning Day is being observed under the theme, Water, Too Much, Too Little, Unusable or in the Wrong Place. And in glimpses of Jamaica, we look at the zinc gutter. Rainwater harvesting is not new to Jamaicans. For many years, persons have been using sheets of zinc to create gutters which channel rainwater into tanks to make the process more efficient. This is done by slightly folding both sides of the zinc and then placing half of it in the container being used to store the water. The zinc hanging from the catchment tank is then positioned in line with the water running off the roof, guiding it directly into the drums. Now to our quote from motivational speaker and executive leadership coach, Alvin Day.
In the course of your life, as you seek to attain, obtain, and become, remember, what you see is what you get. There is more to see than you can behold with your eyes. Success does not happen by accident. You must see it to pursue it. And what you see through vision is the maximum quantity and quality you can have.
That quote from Alvin Day's book, If Caterpillars Can Fly, So Can I. Visit ifcaterpillarscanfly.com for more information. And that's where we end today's journey, Roundabout JA. Thanks to Joel Samuels, our studio engineer. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.